Friday, 33rd week, Ordinary Time 2. First reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 10, verses 8 to 11. I, John, heard a voice from heaven speak to me. Then the voice spoke to me and said, Go, take the scroll that lies open in the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and on the land. So I went up to the angel and told him to give me the small scroll. He said to me, Take and swallow it. It will turn your stomach sour, but in your mouth it will taste as sweet as honey. I took the small scroll from the angel's hand and swallowed it. In my mouth it was like sweet honey, but when I had eaten it, my stomach turned sour. Then someone said to me, You must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 19, verses 45 to 48. Jesus entered the temple area and proceeded to cry out those who were selling things, saying to them, It is written, My house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And every day he was teaching in the temple area. The chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people, meanwhile, were seeking to put him to death, but they could find no way to accomplish their purpose, because all the people were hanging on his words. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. The purification of the temple. The worldly allurements and the busy life often make people to be ignorant of the truth and to forget about their final goal of life. Instead of actively controlling their life, people let these things control them. For example, people let merchants control their life by yielding to their wrong advertisement. To be happy, they must live in an expensive house, drive a luxurious car, dine in a well-known restaurant, drink a XO cognac bottle, which costs the whole day of their labor. To have the money for this luxurious life, they must find lots of money without thinking their way of acquiring money to be just or not. Some doctors examine their patient about 5 to 10 minutes and charge them with the price of their whole working day. Sunday is the day to worship God. They also zeal for making money without thinking of damage to their spirituality and health. Today's readings invite us to examine our concerns, to recognize idols in our life, needed to purify and to expel. In the first reading, the author of the book of Revelation was invited to swallow a small scroll to purify his soul before he can preach God's word to people and nations. In the Gospel, Jesus was angry with the merchants in the temple because they converted his father's praying house to be the den of robbers. Second analysis. First reading. The sweetness and bitterness of God's word. First point. The sweetness of God's word. After the sixth trumpet and before. After the sixth trumpet and before the seventh one, the author witnessed two small visions, a vision of a small throne in today's passage, and the vision of the two witnesses in tomorrow reading. He heard a command, "Go, take the throne that lies open in the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and on the land." So he went up to the angel and told him to give him the small scroll. The angel said to him, "Take and swallow it. It will be turn your stomach sour, but in your mouth it will taste as sweet as honey." This opened the small road. It differed with the big scroll, with seven seals, with only the Lamb that had the right to open it. The voice coming from heaven probably was Christ's voice. The book of prophet Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 8 to chapter 3 verse 3 had a similar event to this vision. The swallowing of the small scroll can be understood at the purification of Jeremiah's tongue. See Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. It also meant that the author must completely understand of God's word before he can preach to others. The two contrasted results from the swallowing of the throat. Sweet as honey in mouth, but sour in stomach, correspond with the throat contents. It announces the glorious victory of the faithful, but also indicate the painful price they must pay before the victory. See Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 to 13. The second point, the bitterness of God's word. The author took the small scroll from the angel's hand and swallowed it. After swallowing the small scroll, he said, "In my mouth it was like sweet honey, but when I had eaten it, my stomach turned sour." Then someone said to him, "You must prophesy again about many people, nations, tongues, and kings. Same thing shall happen for all the faithful. God's word must be the lamp which guides their life. When they begin to learn, it is sweet like honey. But when they apply God's word in their life, it becomes bitter because of all sacrifices and painful suffering." Similar thing happened for the prophetic vocation. The preaching God's word demands the prophet's patience and endurance because not everyone welcomes the truth. The prophet must learn to accept rejection, scorn, persecution, or even death to witness for God's word. Second, the gospel. The purification of the temple. First point, do not convert the temple into a den of robbers. The temple is the house of prayer. The high priest and the priest have a duty to maintain the holiness of the temple, but they esteem the material gain over the worship. They view the temple to make money, and people fail to rob them. There are two ways they view the to earn money. First, exchanging of money. Jerusalem is the trading place of many nations: Israel, Greece, Rome, Syria, Egypt, etc. They set their exchanging booths and get percent interest from the amount of exchanging money. Such exchanging booths are still existing in the Jerusalem area today. Second, selling animals for offering. All Jews who went up to the temple must offer their sin offering for their sins to be forgiven. They could bring their own cattle or buy them at local places with cheaper price. But these animals must be approved by the temple priest. To meet the law requirement, many of them must buy animals from the priest or their relative with a higher price. The main reason why Jesus was angry, because they view the religion to steal the poor money. He entered the temple to chase them out and said, "It is written, 'My house shall be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of robbers." Second point, the bitterness of God's word. Jesus was very courageous to do this act because it hurt the leaders' right to protect their power, honor, and material gains. The leaders had turned back to the truth and looked for an opportunity to kill Jesus. The temple leading to purify is not just the Jerusalem temple, but it expanded to all temples of God in the world, to all temples of families and of individuals. As St. Paul said, "Your body is the Holy Spirit temple." To purify a temple means to return to God the highest place in it. The faithful should not put anyone or anything above God, because the first commandment teaches that. To purify a temple, it also meant to treat others justly and with love. One should not view any reason to become rich from people's hard-working money. The most effective way to purify a temple is to fake God's word, even though it is bitter, because the truth always hurts. But only the truth can set us free. At the conclusion of today's passage said, "All the people hung upon his words." Whoever refuses to face God's word, or even was at high priest and scribe, tried to find a way to destroy God's word, it should claim death for oneself. Such a temple, as Jesus declared, is no longer a place for God, but a den of robbers. Application in life. We must frequently purify our soul to be worthy at the temple for God to dwell. We also need to re-examine the motivation for our worshiping. Did we do them out of our love for God, or because of honor, power, and material gains. God war is the best instrument for the purification of our soul. To read and to meditate God war day and night shall enlighten our mind to recognize idols and sins dwelling in earth before we can purify them. We must accept the bitterness of God's war in the purification of our mind. To turn our back to God's war or to suffocate the truth shall make our mind the plague of Satan and sin. Amen.